Thanks, fellas. Here with Ryan Pace, Bears general manager. Ryan, last three games haven't gone the way you'd liked, obviously. Any concern that you have right now that you will focus on as you look towards 2016?
Hey, Jeff, I think one of the things you have to be aware of during the season is not getting too emotional as the season's going forward. I think there's always going to be ups and downs. And I've been on teams where everything's going great, and you err on the side of not looking at things with a critical enough eye. We're going to improve the talent of our roster this offseason, there's no doubt. We got a lot of different avenues to do that. But, hey, there's certain traits you're always looking for in a player. We're looking for intelligence, competitiveness, toughness, passion for the game, and is he a good teammate? So those are things that we're focused on right now. And let's face it, there's adversity at the end of the season, and I think that can reveal the good and bad in people. So that's something we're watching going forward.
All those things you keep on talking about, those are your pillars. Those are your pillars you're building
in. That's what we're focused on. And I think as we get to know the team better, and sometimes it takes a whole year, those are things we're focused on, and those are things we'll stay true to.
All right, let's dig in a little bit. Aside from his instincts and his downhill tackling, John Timu showed that he's an enthusiastic presence at linebacker. Every one of his 9 tackles, 8 of them solo, he got up and was emotional.
You're right. His instincts stand out. I think instinctive players react quicker than other players around them, and that can make up for some limitations they may have. He plays with good energy. He seeks out contact. We're all encouraged with how he's played, and it's exciting to see him progress. I'm ready to watch him today and play a good game against Tampa.
And it's another one of those undrafted free agents. So do you feel your staff now knows exactly what to identify in that regard, the can-win-with players that eventually could become starters, like a John Timu, in that post-draft free agent market?
Yeah, let's just talk about two guys. We had draftable grades on Timu and Bryce Callahan. We had draftable grades on those players. So when you're able to get players like that after the draft, everyone's excited. But I also think there are certain traits that they possess that give them a better chance of success. And for those guys, they're intelligent and they work extremely hard, and that's paid dividends.
And they seem tough also. And interestingly, in this game, Bears and Buccaneers, as you pointed out to me last week, a lot of rookie snaps, 2 of the top 5 in the NFL, the Bucs on the list at number 1. Has it been your experience that the payoff down the road is big when you do something like that, build some of your roster that way?
No question. Playing younger guys like that is going to pay off. I think there's no substitution for real in-season play time. And, sometimes you have to go through a little bit of growing pains as those players are learning and adapting to the speed of the NFL. But I think that benefits us greatly as we build this roster.
Matt Forte was asked, he had a lot to say this week about his future with the team. I'm sure you saw some of it.
Yeah, we're never going to be one that talks about player contracts publicly. I think we believe that it's private between the player and the club. And I think that's just out of respect for everyone involved, and that really leads to the best results. We'll meet as a staff after the season, after the exit physicals, and then we'll start making concrete plans. But that's kind of how we want to look at that going forward.
A concern early, special teams has grown, and it's grown with an uptick in their performance coverage units. Would you agree?
We did not play well last week as a team, so it was difficult to find bright spots. But one of them was our special teams. I mean, you look at our coverage units. You look at the long field goal we kicked. You look at punts inside the 20. And then also the kick return spark that Deontay Thompson has provided. That's been really encouraging the later part of the season.
We always save the last one for the opponent. You did your due diligence on Jameis Winston in the event he dropped, or you moved up, or whatever the case may be. What'd you learn about him?
In that process, as you're going through it, you find out just how competitive he is. He's highly competitive. He has a lot of natural leadership skills. He's a winner. And lastly, he's been a guy that can block out a lot of distractions around him and then still perform at a very high level on a consistent basis.
Well, hopefully not too good today.
Hopefully not.
That's Ryan Pace. Thank you very much. And now more pregame with Ron, Jim, and Jay.